Hey everyone, welcome to Blog Bytes, where we break down complex technical blogs into digestible conversations. I'm Sunil, here with my co-host Jeetan.
Hey folks, today we've got an exciting episode lined up where we'll be diving into some fascinating improvements Pinterest made to their content recommendation system.
That's right. We're looking at a great blog post from the Pinterest engineering team about their advancements in embedding-based retrieval for their home feed.
This is some really cool stuff, Sunil. The blog was written by quite a talented team, including Jibo Fan, Bowen Deng, and several other engineers from Pinterest's home feed and machine learning teams.
And don't worry if some of these concepts sound complex. We'll break everything down in a way that makes sense, while still keeping the technical essence intact.
For those who want to read the original blog post, we'll include the link in our show notes. Now, shall we dig into how Pinterest is revolutionizing their content recommendations?
Let's do it.
So Sunil, before we dive into all the cool improvements Pinterest made, let's help our listeners understand what embedding-based retrieval actually is.
Great idea. Think of it like a super smart matchmaking system. Pinterest uses what they call a two-tower model to connect users with content they'll love.
Oh, interesting. So it's like having two separate towers, one for users and one for pins?
Exactly. One tower processes everything about the user. Their interests, behavior, what they've liked before. The other tower handles all the pin information. What's in the image, descriptions, how other users have interacted with it.
And then these towers create these things called embeddings, right? Like a digital DNA of sorts.
That's a great way to put it. These embeddings are essentially dense number representations that capture all the important characteristics of both users and pins. The system then matches users with pins by finding similarities between these numerical patterns.
And what makes this particularly important for Pinterest's home feed?
Well, it helps Pinterest serve highly personalized content at scale. Instead of using rigid rules, the system learns patterns from user behavior to understand what content might be interesting to them. It's particularly good at finding content for different user intents, whether someone's looking to shop, save ideas, or just get inspired.
And I imagine this has to happen pretty quickly to keep the home feed feeling responsive.
Absolutely. The beauty of this system is that it can rapidly search through millions of pins to find the most relevant content for each user, all while maintaining that personal touch. Now, what's really fascinating is how Pinterest took this system and made it even better with something they call feature crossing.
Feature crossing? That sounds pretty technical. Can you break that down for us?
Think of it like this. Instead of looking at individual pieces of information separately, feature crossing helps the system understand how different features work together. It's like how knowing someone likes both sci-fi movies and action movies tells you more than knowing these preferences separately.
Oh, that makes sense. So how did Pinterest implement this?
They started with something called MaskNet. It's pretty clever, actually. Instead of just throwing all the features together, MaskNet helps the system learn which feature combinations are most important.
And did it actually make a difference for users?
It absolutely did. They saw up to 0.35% increase in engaged sessions. These are sessions where users spend more than 60 seconds interacting with content. That might sound small, but at Pinterest scale, that's huge.
But they didn't stop there, did they?
No way. They then scaled up to something even more sophisticated called DHEN. It's like they took MaskNet and added more layers of understanding, including something called transformer encoders.
I'm guessing that brought even better results.
Definitely. They saw another bump in engaged sessions, plus more than 1% increase in saves and clicks. It's like the system got even better at matching users with content they actually want to interact with.
So they basically kept building on their success, making the system smarter and smarter at understanding these complex relationships?
Exactly. And what's really cool is they managed to do all this while keeping the system efficient enough to work at Pinterest's massive scale. Let's talk about another fascinating improvement Pinterest made. Their journey with ID embeddings. This is actually pretty cool stuff.
ID embeddings, that's about remembering user patterns, right?
Exactly. Think of it like creating a digital fingerprint for each user and pin, capturing their unique characteristics and behaviors.
But I'm guessing it wasn't as simple as just implementing it and calling it a day?
Not at all. Pinterest faced a classic challenge. Something called overfitting. Basically, the system was memorizing patterns too perfectly, which actually made it worse at handling new situations.
How did they solve that problem?
They got really creative. First, they pre-trained these IAD embeddings using something called contrastive learning across multiple Pinterest surfaces. It's like giving the system a broader education before specializing it.
But that wasn't enough on its own, was it?
No, they had to get even more clever. They added something called dropout, basically randomly turning off parts of the system during training to make it more robust. They set it pretty aggressively at 50%.
And did that fix the problem?
It made a huge difference. They saw increases of 0.6% to 1.2% in home feed repins and clicks. But here's the really interesting part. They discovered that timing matters too.
What do you mean by timing?
Well, they found out that using the most recent ID embeddings wasn't actually the best approach. Instead, they got better results by using slightly older embeddings that didn't overlap with their training window.
And I'm guessing that brought even more improvements?
Exactly. Another 0.25% to 0.35% increase in repins. It really shows how sometimes the obvious solution isn't always the best one. Now, let's dive into something really interesting. How Pinterest upgraded their serving corpus and introduced multi-embedding retrieval.
Serving corpus? That's like their content database, right? How did they improve that?
Yeah, and they made it smarter. Instead of just looking at the total number of engagements over 90 days, they introduced this clever time decay system.
Oh, so newer engagements count more than older ones?
Exactly. It's like how we naturally care more about what's trending now versus what was popular months ago.
That makes a lot of sense. What else did they improve?
They also fixed this interesting technical issue with image signatures. Basically, how they identify similar images. They found they were using different levels of detail in training versus actual use.
And I'm guessing that was causing problems.
It was, but once they aligned everything properly, they saw immediate improvements. 0.1 to 0.2% more engaged sessions without changing any of their AI models.
That's impressive, but tell me about this multi-embedding retrieval thing. Sounds intriguing.
Oh, this is really cool. You know how people come to Pinterest with different intentions, right? Sometimes you're looking for recipes, sometimes for home decor.
And one size doesn't fit all?
Exactly. So they developed this system using something called capsule networks that can create multiple different embeddings for the same user, each capturing different aspects of their interests.
So it's like having multiple personalized lenses to look at content through?
Perfect analogy. And they made it even more efficient by using something called max-min initialization to speed things up and ensure each piece of user history contributes to just one cluster.
And how does this help actual Pinterest users?
It makes their home feed more diverse and personalized. And they've seen users saving more content, which suggests people are finding more inspiration that resonates with their various interests. Let's talk about another fascinating advancement, conditional retrieval. This one's really changing the game for Pinterest personalization.
I'm curious, what problem were they trying to solve here?
Well, Pinterest already had this thing called interest feed, where users could follow specific interests. But while it was good at matching content to interests, it wasn't great at personalizing that content for individual users.
So like if two people both followed cooking, they'd see pretty much the same stuff.
Exactly. But with conditional retrieval, they've made it much more personalized. The system now considers both the interest and the user's specific preferences when retrieving content.
How does that actually work in practice?
Think of it like having a smart filter. During training, they feed both the user's data and the interest information into the model. When it's actually running, it uses the user's followed and inferred interests as a guide to fetch the most relevant content.
And I'm guessing this works for both popular and niche interests.
That's one of the most impressive parts. Whether you're interested in something super popular like iced coffee, or something more specific like friendship bracelets, the system can find relevant, personalized content.
What kind of impact has this had on the platform?
It's been significant. The system is now much more efficient at matching users with content they'll actually engage with, especially for those long-tail, niche interests. Plus, it's helped make the whole recommendation system more efficient.
Sounds like it's really improved the user experience overall.
Absolutely. And what's really exciting is how this could evolve in the future. As these systems get better at understanding and predicting user interests, the personalization will only get more sophisticated. Well, we've covered quite a journey through Pinterest's embedding-based retrieval system today. From feature crossing to conditional retrieval, it's amazing to see how they're pushing the boundaries of personalization.
Absolutely. And what really stands out is how each improvement builds on the previous one. From the MaskNet implementation to the multi-embedding retrieval system, and finally to conditional retrieval.
And let's not forget to give credit where it's due. This incredible work comes from the Pinterest engineering team, including Zibo Fan, Bowen Dang, and many others. You can find all the technical details in their blog post, which we'll link in our show notes.
If you're enjoying Blog Bytes and finding value in these technical deep dives, we'd love to hear from you. Don't forget to subscribe and share with your fellow tech enthusiasts.
And that wraps up another episode. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll catch you in the next one.